Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is May 28, 2020. I'm sorry I had some technical difficulties on this. So my switchboard wasn't working correctly. But I'm really excited, super excited for this day. Thanking everyone for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. We're going to have some great topics to talk about today. A great topic to talk about today, shall I say. 3 minutes about wealth that will change your life. We were talking about basically building and growing in our growth series for the month of May as we close out the month of May. How was your May to date? What have you done to continue to add growth to your network? And not only that, to yourselves. Have you been studying to show yourself approved? Have you been following what the trends are right now currently to date? And are you continuing staying positive in the time that we're in right now in this pandemic? Well, I can say safely that everybody that I've talked to so far have really been hunkering down, grinding, and staying focused, following one course until successful, and making sure that they do what they have set to do for the month of May. Building your dreams, yes, it's going to be some tidal waves right now because people are uncertain, not sure exactly what's going on out here. And that uncertainty is causing people to semi-panic a little bit. But here we are. We are here to help in each and every individual to make sure that they can build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And making sure that as an entrepreneur, we want to kind of keep it positive, not follow what the politics and what everything's going on around the world. But we are mindful of it and we're paying attention to it. But we're not going to be a participant in it, shall I say. And that's what millionaires and billionaires do. They observe the masses and do the opposite. And so you want to do the opposite thing right now in reference to building yourself up, making sure that your family is safe, keeping your distance, and making sure you do everything possible to build and grow on the level that you need to. And so I want to share with you, do you believe you deserve to earn 6 to 7 figures or more? There is a vast amount of wealth in the world and plenty of it to go around. Most of that wealth, though, ladies and gentlemen, is either being hoarded or used for destructive purposes that help no one. This is happening because the people in control of that wealth do not have the maturity or mindset that you have and I have. You deserve to be rich. The more wealth you attract and direct, the better the positive impact on the world. But here's a few things, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention to and I want you to write down that you need to think about when it comes to, do you believe you deserve to earn 6 to 7 figures? Number one, what does wealth mean to you? Number two, what does your wealthy self look like? Number three, it's all relative. Number four, shifting your mindset can change your life. So embrace your vision of wealth reinventing the word so that it works for you, you can take, ladies and gentlemen, the fear and shame out of being wealthy and eliminate the guilt associated with being financially successful. And to the answer to this question, yes, you deserve to be wealthy. And so we talk about a lot of subjects on levels here in reference to this year 2020, keeping your vision, but also keeping your focus. But it's all about perspective. Do you study wealth creation, and do you know which practices, which practical steps are necessary to obtain wealth? Well, everybody's asked that question. Being wealthy is not for the lazy. It takes real work, ladies and gentlemen, to be a true 6 to 7 figure earner. Basically, there are several steps you can take to obtain and keep wealth, but you have to do the work. And so when I share this with everybody, well, what kind of work do I need to do? Well, sometimes just hiring the right people to guide you and educate you on what to do is the best first step, which helps you grow. And again, it's all about your growth. So you can hire a financial advisor if you want advice on how to invest and spend your money. Wealthy people can be scammed if they don't understand how the system works. Partner with someone you trust. But make sure, though, ladies and gentlemen, you learn the process so that you can ask the right questions to keep from being swindled. So the other tip is, do you treat the money you earn now with the respect, not by being wasteful? So do you treat the money you earn now with the respect by not being wasteful? Well, here's an idiot-proof fact. If you make $1 million a year and spend $1 million in $1, you have less money than the woman who makes $75,000 a year and spends only $60,000. Your ability to attract money has a lot to do with how you behave toward it. The law of attraction works to send you more of what you think, feel, and do. So the way that you want to deal with money, ladies and gentlemen, has to a direct relation to how easily you abundantly keep up with what you do each day of your expenses. But imagine that money is the person you are taking on the first date. Would I treat that person the way I treat? This may seem like a foreign concept, but you want to make sure you want to do that. So that's what I wanted to share with you on that part. So you just keep that up and everything else will flow evenly